on this week's AP Religion Roundup. A new report shows a religious decline leveling off, and Ramadan begins for the world's Muslims. The number of Americans who identify as Christians declined steadily for years. AP's Haya Panjwani reports that the trend appears to be slowing down.
That's according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Its religious landscape study finds that 62% of U.S. adults call themselves Christians, a level that has remained relatively stable since 2019. The rise of people who don't affiliate with any religion has also reached at least a temporary plateau, with just over a quarter of U.S. adults in that category. By some measures, the U.S. remains overwhelmingly spiritual, with 83% believing in God or a universal spirit, and 86% believing that people have a soul or a spirit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Muslim worshippers near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem answer the call to prayer as the sacred month of Ramadan begins. AP's Charles de Ledesma describes the month's religious and economic significance.
Ramadan is a time of increased worship, religious reflection, charity, and good deeds socially. It brings families and friends together in festive gatherings around meals to break the fast. The markets in Cairo, Egypt, are buzzing with shoppers buying decorations, lanterns and food items in the days leading up to the start of Ramadan. Resident Saba Metwali, however, complains about prices when she's out shopping for lanterns, a centerpiece on dining tables in many Egyptian households during the holy month. She says lanterns are more expensive compared to previous years. I want to buy them as gifts for my daughter's children. While in Delhi, India, shopkeeper Mohammed Shakil tells the AP, "This market becomes the year's biggest market in the city. All praise to the Almighty. The trade boosts at this time. A lot of people pray in the mosque and then break their fast." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.